All right, here we go, everybody. We are almost set for the co-main event here at UFC 307 between Raquel Pennington and Juliana Pena for the women's bantamweight title. I'm Russ Reneau, and you're watching the UFC Fight Cards podcast presented by Orange Fire Media. So we are here doing live main event and co-main event coverage for the second time in a row. We've got two title fights on pay-per-view, so we're going to bring you all the action. In between fights, we will wrap up what's happened tonight and look ahead towards what's on tap for the UFC the rest of the year. Obviously, due to, you know, copyright restrictions, we can't show you anything or let you listen in on anything, but I will give you live play-by-play, so I'm going to swing around here in just a second because we're just about set for this co-main event. So Juliana Pena in all white, Raquel Pennington in black and gold. So here we go with the co-main event for the women's bantamweight title. So I'm going to swing around here so I can check out this screen. Hopefully, yeah, I'm a little bit off. Move that over a little bit more. So here we go. So if you weren't able to you know, buy the pay-per-view tonight, that's probably why you're here. And so we appreciate you dropping in, and we're going to get to it here in just a second. So they're about to call the action here. Jason Herzog is the referee in this match. As we said, Pena in all white, Pennington in black and gold. So here we go. We are underway here in this women's bantamweight title fight. Pena in the center of the octagon, Pennington on the outside, and they're both in the middle. So as we said, we'll be wrapping up everything that has happened tonight in between this and the light heavyweight title fight coming up later. Nothing much going on through the first 30 seconds. Couple of punches thrown, nothing getting through for either. Good left hand by Pennington. That right leg kick comes up empty by Pennington. Just want to let you know that we picked Juliana Pena by submission late in the fight. Third round is what we said last week. Good left hand landed by Pennington. We're 3-0 so far on our picks. I'll let you know what else happened a little bit later. So appreciate you dropping by. We try to bring live main event coverage every pay-per-view. So if you subscribe, you'll always know when we're on. We're on every weekend after the fights. We wrap up what happened during every card. We don't always do live coverage. We only do that for the pay-per-view. So once again, thanks for being in. If you have any questions or comments, leave them there in the chat, and I'll see them in between rounds, and we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. So 2 minutes in, 3 minutes to go, and Pena trying to feint some left hands, trying to find an opening. Seems that Pennington's got the better of the exchanges so far, but nothing earth-shaking in the early going. As it stays on the feet, not a lot of action here. About halfway through the first round. Left hand by Pena. Not a real strong left hand. Now Pennington backing Pena up, but not landing anything. Pennington charges in with the right hand. Now backs up. Pennington in the center, Pena on the outside now. Pena feints right hand. Pennington charges in. Eats the left hand from Pena. A minute and a half to go here in the first. Pennington charges in again. Left hand glances Pena. Pena with the right hand. Pena stumbles a little bit. That wasn't caused by Pennington. Just kind of stumbled as she got close to the cage. Now 1 minute to go in the first round. A couple of left hands by Pennington. A couple of left hands backs up Pena. Significant strikes, the stats on the board. 19 by Pena, 15 by Pennington. I don't know that I would call any of these really significant, though. Nothing's really stood out to me so far. I mean, of course, a few have landed here and there, but nothing crushing, but a good right hand by Pena. We come to the end of the first round, a leg kick by Pennington. And that's the end of the first round. If you go by those stats, you would think that Pena won that first round. But I don't know, that really close. Toss up either way, give that to the champion. If you don't know, you figure that the challenger has to come and take it. So that might be the case here where you just have to go with Pennington, just based on that. So, like I said, in between fights, we will wrap up all the other action that's happened tonight. It's been a pretty good card. So, we're looking forward to getting to that. And also, we'll show you the upcoming cards here for the rest of the year. We're just about to get set for the second round. And some replays, I saw some good right hands get through from Pennington. So, it was a really close first round, though. It really could go either way. You couldn't argue that one was really more significant than the other. So, here we go with round two. As a Pennington... feigning those left hands to try to back up Pena. The left hand gets through by Pena. Sometimes pretty hard to give you that live play-by-play when there's not much going on. So we'll share some of the tweets they show on the show that, you know, a lot of people who follow UFC, they have it with Pennington. One having it for Pena. So that looks like 4-1 on those tweets, but obviously those don't matter. It's the judges who matter. Pena being backed up against the cage here. Pennington coming in with a left. Pena counters. Now Pennington grappling a little bit here. Pena fights it off. Looks like Pennington's breathing pretty hard. And now Pena takes her down. A little side mount here by Pena. A good takedown there. The most significant thing that's happened in the fight so far. about 3:05 left here in the second round. And Pena holding her down. Pennington tried to, you know, kick out of that, and she can't get out of it right now. So Pena with the side control, trying to get that left arm by Pennington. A little welt, a little shiner above the left eye of Pennington. So Pena controlling here in the middle of the octagon with 2.5 minutes left to go. Pena in full side control here. Now we've got 2 minutes to go here in the second round. Pena just trying to make Pennington work, suck some more air out of her. Make Pennington breathe a little bit harder than she already was. She's got about 1.5 minutes to go here now in round two. And Pena just smothering the head of Pennington as Pennington tries to get out. Now Pena on the back, trying to get Pennington down again. Trying to get, now Pena mounts her with that body triangle. Now Pennington standing with Pena on her back and now gets to the side of the cage with Pena hanging all over. Pena trying to lock in a body triangle and just making Pennington just work really hard here. A lot of the hand fighting, just trying to keep from locking something in. Pennington landing a few shots here to Pena to stay active. And now Pena trying to slip in a few shots. He's still got control. Pena still hanging on the back of Pennington with 10 seconds to go. And that is going to be how the second round comes to an end. So that one clearly went to Juliana Pena. So see, depending on how you saw that first round, if you go by what people were saying online, you'd think it'd be 1-1. But you could make a case for 2-0, but Juliana Pena definitely has the most decisive of the two rounds so far. Let me give you a little look of some of the cards we have left, the rookie cards. Obviously, we have some Alex Pereira cards left, some rookie cards with his fight coming up here soon. So I just wanted to show you that. That's why we broke those out. But coming here with round three in a little bit. But I said, first round, I mean, you just toss a coin. You say that the challenger has to go get the belt from the champion. That would be the only reason, you know, that would be the most compelling reason that you would give round one to Pennington. The volume went to Pena. Second round obviously went to Pena. So here we go with round three. A left hand gets through by Juliana. Also got the more significant damage to Pennington. Nice right hand as Pennington charged in and Pena caught her with a right. And she's got that welt above that left eye, so that probably caught her right there on that welt again. And that's the most significant damage either fighter has, and now some blood coming from the nose of Pennington. So we're going to switch over here. Do I always have a backup? And I can't trust that my internet is always going to work on the main TV. But we got 3:15 to go in the third round. And a nice right hand landed by Pena. This seems like Juliana's just finding her rhythm here. Pena with the left, Pennington counters with the right. And a good right hand by Pena locks up Pennington again. A knee to the midsection by Pena. 2.5 minutes to go, so we're halfway through here in round three. And now Pena with another takedown. And now it's a hammer fist and a lot more work done this time than the first time. Pena really jumping on those and getting some left hands in there to the face of Pennington. Two minutes to go here in the third round. Pennington in control, as she has been the last two rounds. She's up. She definitely won round two. Now, if she can maintain this through the rest of this round, we'll definitely take round three. And now looking to get the back, trying to take the back of Pennington as Raquel scrambling to get out of this. Pena still holding on. Trying to cinch in a choke underneath that chin. And she does. She's trying to take the back. She's got that right arm underneath the chin of Pennington with 1:10 to go. Now Pennington fights off the right hand, but eating some hammer fists. Now Pena with a body triangle locked in, trying to get that right arm underneath the chin of Pennington. They show with Pena with over 4 minutes of control time in this fight. Now Juliana looks to have that locked in with 35 seconds to go. Pennington trying to fight out of it, fights off the right hand and breaks that lock under her chin, at least to get out of that part for now. Now they're just trading blows. But Pena just has that triangle locked in, is not letting go with 15 seconds left. So now last 10 seconds of the round, and Pena is going to maintain this body triangle throughout the round in another dominant round for Juliana Pena. So I would say it's probably 2-1. Pena at this point obviously won 2 and 3, and like I said, one could go either way, so it could be 3-0 or 2-1, but it's definitely not in Pennington's favor either way. So like I said, we show you some cards throughout the night, the rookies we have from 2023, with it being a light heavyweight title fight tonight. Show you some Alex Pineda cards that we have left. We've got a silver rookie and a regular prism left. Some Bo Nickel. Bo's got a fight coming up. A little fearless. Tabitha Ricci. Jack Della Maddalena. Ro Rosas Jr. Aaron Blanchfield. We got them all. Got a few left of each one. So thanks everybody for joining us as we start round four here in the co-main event for the women's bantamweight title. Juliana Pena likely up 2-1, maybe 3-0. Oh, and a big left kick lands to the chin of Pena. So Pennington with her first big shot and a big left hand landed by Pena. This got serious real quick. They came out swinging here in the fourth. I think Pennington knows she's down. She's got to do something to keep Pena off of her here, because if she drops another round, this could be over. Because she knows she's down two rounds. At least. They show that kick landing right to the left side of the neck of Pena. They show on the replay. A big right hand landed by Pena. One minute in. So Pena charges in, catches Pennington with the right. Pennington countering back with the left. Now they're in the center of the octagon. Three minutes to go here in round four. Pennington swings with the right. Nothing clean. A left hand lands for Pena. A good right hand by Pennington. Pena being backed up against the cage. Pennington on the inside. Oh, and Pennington drops Pena with a big right hand. Pena's trying to fight her off. Now Pennington jumps on top. It's got a hold of Pena's head. Trying to lock in a guillotine here with 1:45 to go. Huge right hand by Pennington. And she's got the guillotine trying to choke out Pena, but now Pena's out of it. And now has Pennington backed up against the octagon. Pena's got control here with 1:27 to go. But that was definitely the biggest shot of the night. That will be huge on the card there, because this one will be heavily in favor of Pennington in this round due to that knockdown. One minute to go here in round four. Pena getting through with the right hand. Now 30 seconds to go here in the fourth. Pena with the left, Pennington comes back with a right hand and a left hand combination. Final 20 seconds. Pena gets through the left hand. Pennington with a right and a left. Now the end of the round, and that is it. So Pennington comes back here, the big knockdown, wobbled Pena with a left kick, and then rocks her with a right hand that drops her. It looks like Pena kind of got knocked off balance, and that was what caused the knockdown, but I think she's okay. But this could be 2-2 right here, or 3-1 Pena. It's 2-2 at worst for Pena. So it could be even going into the fifth round, and that could be huge. And I think whoever wins this could win the fight. So thanks for joining us here on the UFC Fight Cards Podcast, live co-main and main event coverage. We're watching Raquel Pennington and Juliana Pena for the women's bantamweight title. And we are going to round number 5, the championship round here for the title between the champion Raquel Pennington and the former champion, number one contender Juliana Pena. So here we go. Going back to our big screen over here. So here we go with both fighters in the middle. Pennington charges in, landed a right, but Pena countered with a left. I see a lot of the social media have it 38-38 going into round 5, so I don't think that one was a 10-8, because you could call round 3 a 10-8 if you go by the book for Pena, so I don't think anything's a 10-8 here, because Pena fought back and actually had control after getting knocked down, so I think these are all 10-9 rounds. So yeah, whoever wins this round is going to win the fight. I would guess. Depending on how that first round goes. Probably 38-38, but you never know with these judges. So Pennington seems to be the more active here in round 5. Pena look for a spot. Lands a right hand and a left, and now Pennington lands a left. So Pena in the middle, and Pennington on the outside. Three minutes to go here in the fifth. Pennington backs up Pena against the cage. Nothing going on here. Pennington tries to get in with an elbow, and Pena comes in with a right hand. Now Pena lands left. The live odds on this, Pennington -195, Pena +150. So you think that Pennington's ahead on the scorecards and is ahead here in round 5 based on that. So 220 to go here in the round. So just about 2 minutes to go here in the fifth. And if we do go the distance, I will have to mute my mic for a little bit. I am going to listen to the decision to see what the scorecards come in. So just hang with me. There's a right hand landed by Pennington. And now Pena countering. Now they're being a little more free swinging with the hands, as they know this is an even fight and could go either way at this point. Pena knows that she won 2 rounds, and Pennington probably won the last one and maybe the first one. Good left landed by Pena. Minute 20 to go. Pennington, the advantage in significant strikes here in the fifth, 25-19. Now 1 minute to go in the fifth. I think Giuliani needed to do something on the ground here in the fifth round. If she's going to sit here and trade with Pennington, I think this is going to go Raquel's way. 45 seconds to go. On a big right hand landed by Pena. Now 30 seconds left in this championship fight. Left by Pena. Both trade a blow. A right by Pennington, left by Pena. 10 seconds to go. They're in the center, but they're not really swinging for everything here. And now that is the end of the fifth round. And we'll see how the scorecards shake out. So, I really don't know. I don't know how you score some of those. One and five, it could really go either way. You know, I think Pennington was a little more active there in round five, so I'm going to guess this is going to go Pennington's way, with Pena definitely winning two and three, and definitely losing four. So I just think that Pennington will have to win one and five, which she might have done, but we're going to check and see when they announce these scorecards. So like I said, I'm going to mute my mic real quick so I can listen in on the decision here. Dana White entering in with the belt. See, Bruce Buffer does not have the scorecards yet, so it's going to take some math. It's a good fight. Now Bruce is entered into the octagon, so now we're ready here for the decision. Let me mute this and then I'll be right back. There we go, split decision. It's exactly how we thought. You know, it could have gone either way. And Juliana Pena is the new bantamweight champion of the world. 48-47 on all the scorecards. 48-47 Pena, 48-47 Pennington, then 48-47 Pena. So Juliana must have taken the first round probably on that deciding scorecard is what I'm guessing. That she took the first on two of those cards. I don't know that she won the fifth, but now putting on that championship shirt. But Juliana Pena, two-time women's bantamweight champion. So that was a good fight for the most part. As Juliana Pena is talking to Joe Rogan right now, obviously, with that post-fight decision. kind of move back to our normal angle here as we get ready for the big main event coming up. Obviously, we'll have that for you here in a little bit. But, yeah, if you have any questions, comments, you want to talk about anything tonight, go ahead and drop that in the chat. But Juliana Pena defeating Raquel Pennington and now probably gets a date with Kayla Harrison. And so who knows how that'll go. They just showed Kayla Harrison sitting in the back. Kayla, she wasn't as dominant as you thought, but I can't hear what Juliana is saying right now, but Kayla Harrison looks like she's not real happy about what Juliana Pena is saying. So who knows? Yeah, I bet Pena said something about Amanda Nunes coming back and coming out of retirement for that trilogy match, but kind of based on the body language from Kayla Harrison, I'm going to guess that's what was going on. Definitely the UFC is going to have a say in this, and it's going to be Juliana Pena and Kayla Harrison for the title next. Pretty obvious, and we'll get to that. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. We will have main event coverage coming up. If you want to duck out, come back in a few minutes, you can. Sure. Yeah. I can't stop you, but we would love to have you back. This is what we do every week. So we're going to go through what happened earlier tonight, and then we'll get into the cards going forward. So we're going to do that in between these fights so that we can get out of here as soon as that fight ends, because obviously it's going to be a little bit later. Trying to keep both screens going. So let's just go right through it, starting with the first fight. Court McGee defeating Tim Means by submission, rear naked choke in the first round. Tisha Pennington, the spouse of Raquel Pennington, defeated Carla Esparza in women's strawweight matchup via unanimous decision. Carla Esparza retiring after that match. We knew that would kind of be the deal. Carla Esparza, we knew that she'd be hanging it up after this. Ryan Spann defeating Ovince St. Preux by a guillotine submission in round one, the light heavyweight division. So, Ovince St. Preux, he's been around a while, but I kind of tell how these fights are going to go for him at this point. It's not real pretty to watch, and this one definitely wasn't. So, Ryan Spann with a good win. Cesar Almeida defeating Ihor Poteria in the middleweight division via unanimous decision. Alexander Hernandez with a split decision over Austin Hubbard. And then we get into the ranked fights. All of these top seven matches, the last two on the prelims featured all ranked fighters. So Yasmin Lucindo ranked number 14, defeating number 6 Marina Rodriguez via split decision in women's strawweight division. So a big win for Lucindo. Then we were wrong on this one. Joaquin Buckley defeating Stephen Thompson via knockout in the third round. This is a good fight. A lot of good pace to it, and Thompson looked good early. And then Buckley just caught him late in the third round to pull that one out. So Buckley ranked number 11. He will move into that top 10 with Stephen Thompson taking the loss there. And then we get to the main card, and we're 4-0 right now. So we're looking pretty good going into this main event. That's what we bank on. I don't really count the prelims, because those can always go either way, because you're not as familiar with some of those names. But here in the main card, we're 4-0 right now as far as winners go. I said Harrison by sub and Pena by sub, but those went the distance. But I did have the winners right. So we start off with that first fight in the women's bantamweight division, this little tournament here at UFC 307, Kayla Harrison ranked number 3, and she defeats Ketlin Vieira via unanimous decision. That one wasn't close at all. Kayla Harrison got Vieira down in the first and the third rounds, I believe. If my memory serves me right, Vieira did get a good shot in the second, opening up that welt on Harrison's head. So it did make one of those cards 29-28. Harrison says it's the first time anybody's made her bleed, and she did. Vieira did some damage, but Harrison ultimately controlled it on the ground and took that decision, but, you know, didn't look as dominant as you expect her to. Maybe it's just those high expectations coming in, but she should be next in line to face Pena. I don't see what else would make sense, obviously, barring Amanda Nunes saying she wants to come back and have a trilogy, but that opens it up to Amanda Nunes, then has to face Kayla Harrison. So Harrison Pena obviously makes the most sense, and that's what's. I'd like to know what Pena said, but I'm here for you guys who aren't watching, so I didn't get to hear exactly what went down. So then we had a middleweight matchup between number 10 Roman Dolidze and number 15 Kevin Holland. And Dolidze gets this one by TKO in the first round officially. But Kevin Holland, he and Dolidze were grappling on the ground. He tried to roll over and did something to his rib cage, maybe broke a rib and couldn't continue after the first round. He lasted the rest of the round, but just couldn't go forward. So we had that one right too. Dolidze by TKO. Then we had number 10, Jose Aldo, and number 11, Mario Bautista, and a split decision here for Bautista. We called that one, Bautista with a win. Going the distance, and a decision over Jose Aldo. Don't know if this is the end of the line for the legend. You just think that maybe losing number 11, you may just not have anything left to prove at this point. So Bautista kind of took that same route that Merab did with Jose, kind of holding him up against the cage, and he really couldn't do anything. So Bautista defeating Jose Aldo. And then we just saw the co-main event with Pena reclaiming the women's bantamweight title via split decision. Now we've got Alex Pereira and number 8 Khalil Rountree Jr. coming up here in this light heavyweight matchup. So while we have a chance, let's get to these cards that are coming up for the rest of the year. So there you see UFC Fight Night is October 12th from the Apex in Las Vegas. So next weekend, Brandon Royval, Tatsuro Taira. This is the main event, Brad Tavares, Jungyong Park. Co-main, you got Grant Dawson, Rafa Garcia. It's pretty interesting. The one I'm looking forward to, Daniel Rodriguez and Alex Morono. You know, we've said it before, Alex Morono is the closest fighter to where I am here in North Houston. So follow him pretty closely, cheer for him since he's right here in the backyard. So good luck to Alex Morono. I do like Daniel Rodriguez too, though. So that one's a tough one for me. But we'll stick with Morono. He's right here. So wish him well. So then we look ahead to October 19th, also at the Apex. And we got Anthony Fluffy Hernandez, ranked number 13, against number 14, Michelle Pereira, in the middleweight division. You look down the flyweight matchup, number 7, Mateus Nicolau, number 14, Nasu Almabayev. Another ranked fight down the card in the bantamweight division, number 9, Rob Font, number 12, Kyler Phillips. So those are the marquee matchups. We're not going to go through everything in a lot of detail here because we've done this the last few weeks. There hasn't been a lot of changes to these cards over the last couple of weeks, and we want to make sure that we get to the main event in time and get through all of these. The big one from Abu Dhabi on October 26th, UFC 308. The featherweight champion, Ilia Topuria, putting his belt on the line against number 2 contender, the former champion, Max Holloway. Huge fight. Sorry that we will not be able to bring live main event coverage of that one. unfortunately. Wish we could, but my niece is getting married that night, so we'll not be able to do that. Have to have priorities in this one, so sorry about that, but she comes first. Middleweight matchup here against number 3 Robert Whittaker, number 11 Khamzat Chimaev. The winner of this next matchup, Magomed Ankalaev, ranked number 2 against number 5 Alexander Rakic. The winner of this fight will get the winner of the fight coming up here between Alex Pereira and Khalil Rountree Jr. Just feel that pretty strongly that that's going to happen. Laurent Murphy, Dan Ige, number 11 against number 14, the featherweight division, Jeff Neal and Rafael Dos Anjos. And also, you see there, number 14 in the heavyweight division, Marcus Rogério de Lima. I'll speed it up here a little bit because Khalil Rountree Jr. is making his way to the octagon right now. So fight night, November 2nd from Canada. They're in Edmonton. Flyweight matchup between number 2, Brandon Moreno, the former champion, against number 3, Amir Albazi. Women's flyweight matchup I'm looking forward to. Number 3, Erin Blanchfield against number 5, Rose Namajunas. Derek Lewis is on this card. Mike Malott, Alexander Romanoff, and Rodrigo Nascimento, top 15 heavyweight matchup. And the women's flyweight division, Ariana Da Silva, Jasmine Jesuda Vicious, another top 15 there. So then fight night, November 9th in the Apex. I believe this is the last one before the Apex undergoes renovations. So it becomes more of a stadium, a little more fan-friendly. Fit a few more people in there. Feels more like a UFC event. I've struggled with that lately, as I've mentioned many times on this program. So not a main event yet for this one. So you can see some of the other fights that are going to be going on that night, but we've got Pereira and Rountree Jr. coming up. So if you're just checking in, we just got through with the co-main event, and we'll be bringing you live main event coverage here as soon as the fight starts. So we're just going through the schedule for the next couple of weeks, and so stick around. We're going to have live main event coverage here of Pereira and Rountree Jr. here momentarily. Rountree getting checked out next to the octagon right now. So then, another big one here, UFC 309, November 16th from Madison Square Garden in New York. Obviously the big one that everybody's been waiting for a very long time. The heavyweight champion, John Jones, defending against number 8, Stipe Miocic. The former champion, considered the greatest heavyweight of all time. Jones wants that title for himself. So that's the matchup we have. Lightweight matchup here, great one. Michael Chandler waited as long as he could for Conor McGregor, did not get that, but instead he gets the number 2 contender in the division, Charles Oliveira. As I said earlier, Bo Nickel is taking on Paul Craig, middleweight division. Looking forward to that. Paul Craig was ranked, so this is kind of a step up for Bo Nickel, taking on a guy who has been ranked in 2 divisions. Then Jonathan Martinez, ranked number 13, against Marcus McGee. Vivian Araújo against Karina Silva in the women's flyweight division. Light heavyweight, top 12 matchup there between number 7, Nikita Krylov, and number 11, Azamat Mirzakhanov. Chris Weidman staying active there, hanging in there, taking on Eric Anders in the middleweight division. So Alex Pereira about to make his entrance as the arena has gone dark. Now these green strobe lights going off, so Pereira about to make his entrance. Then we got fight night, November 23rd from China. Piotr Jan, Davis, and Figueiredo in the bantamweight division. Women's strawweight matchup here, Yan Xiaonan headlining it for the Chinese contingent against number 9, Tabitha Ricci, one of our favorites. And you see, I got those cards right here. Well, you can't see them right now. I'll show them to you in a bit. But Yan Xiaonan against Baby Shark. Volkan Ozdemir and Carlos Ulberg. Light heavyweight division. Then you got the road to the UFC. You have those matchups down there on the prelims. Then some fights we don't know anything about yet. UFC 310, December 7th from T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. We don't know anything about that yet, December 7th. And the last one, we're just in time as Pineda begins his customary march. And you got Fight Night December 14th in Tampa. No main event for that one yet either. Now Pineda pulling back the arrow. And lets it go with a roar. And a couple of punches. And he's ready to enter the octagon. So that's our wrap up for the UFC coming up here the next couple of months throughout the year. And that'll finish off 2024. So we've got some really good matchups in those last two events. So here we go. We are almost ready to go. Like I said, I'm trying to keep both screens going. One tends to fall asleep on me sometimes. But I've got the other one. It's back up. So Pineda is at ringside or octagon side. Now we show you, we've got a lot of Tabitha Ricci cards left. Alex Pineda, a couple of rookies there, Bo Nickel, Aaron Blanchfield. We've talked about Ro Rosas Jr., Jack Della Maddalena. So those are kind of the cards that we have left. Pineda being checked out octagon side. Just about to enter the octagon. I'm gonna cut out my sound for a little bit. I do want to hear Bruce Buffer introduce these two fighters, and then we'll set up for the main event. But I appreciate you joining us here for our live main event coverage. We're going to bring you blow-by-blow coverage of this fight as soon as it starts. And so hang in there as we get ready for this one. But yeah, we got number 8, Khalil Rountree Jr. against the champion, Alex Pineda. Probably the hottest name in the UFC right now, with Sugar Sean O'Malley suffering a loss. So it kind of opened the door for Pineda to kind of be the guy going forward. So we're about to turn this over to Bruce Buffer. And so if you can bear with me, let me cut out my sound here a little bit. So sorry I can't bring this to you, obviously, but copyright restrictions keeping us from doing that. Do a close-up of the eyes of Pineda and of Rountree Jr. And we're just about to get to it. We see the tail of the tape. Pineda 6'4", Rountree Jr. 6'1", both coming in at 205. Pineda with a 79-inch reach, Rountree Jr. at 76.5. So Pineda 37 years old and Rountree Jr. 34. So here we go with Bruce, and I'll be right back. All right, thanks for bearing with me there. Just love to hear Bruce say it's time. So he did. So here we go. They're going to introduce Pineda and Roundtree Jr. Appreciate everybody dropping by. If you haven't been by before, we recap fights every weekend that the UFC has events. We come in right after the fights for an instant reaction, usually. And then when there's pay-per-views, we will come on and do live main event coverage. If there's two title fights that night, we'll do both if possible. We've done that the last two times, the last two pay-per-views. We will not be on live for the next pay-per-view, have previous commitment. But we will come back on Sunday and wrap that one up in the way that we usually do, kind of with an instant reaction to those fights. But next weekend we'll be on Saturday evening after those fights, and we'll wrap those up. But if you subscribe, you'll always know when we're on, and you'll know when we're doing live coverage. If you're not able to buy the pay-per-view, we want to just do this whenever we can to let you know what's going on as soon as it happens. So just another outlet for you to come on and see what's going on in the UFC and talk about it if you want to. If you have a question, comment about anything tonight, happy to look at the chat and talk about it. But as soon as this fight's over, we're not going to spend a lot of time on it. So we just went through everything that happened previously, and we've gone through the schedule for the rest of the year. So as soon as we get off here, we'll do a quick wrap up and then we'll be done. So we've already been on almost an hour, so we don't want to go too long because we'll be right back here this weekend. So we're just about set here for the main event. So let's go here with Alex Pineda and Khalil Roundtree Jr. as I will move this camera a little bit over again. Appreciate it. Appreciate everybody bearing with me there. Cheers, everybody. So here we go. The light heavyweight title on the line here between the champion Alex Pineda, Khalil Roundtree Jr. Pineda in the multicolored spandex, and Roundtree Jr. in white. So Pineda comes in with a kick, and Roundtree catches it. That's right off the bat. Then Pineda kind of came in there with that kick, tries another kick. Roundtree Jr. counters. They're in the center of the octagon. Roundtree Jr. takes a few swings. And he knows he's playing with house money here. He has nothing to lose, everything to gain. Pineda, a little collected after that kick. Another right kick from Pineda. Roundtree Jr. coming in with a left hand. This one a little bit better pace than the previous fight. Roundtree Jr. coming in with a left. All it takes is one of those to land. You never know. Doing a good job setting it up. Pineda calm and steady. Roundtree Jr. a little more frenetic. Minute in to the first round. Nice calf kick by Pineda. And left hand gets through for Roundtree Jr. Mark Goddard is the referee for this fight. Earlier in the evening, his 500th career fight. So this is 501 for Mark Goddard. Pineda comes in with the right hand. Left hand to the body for Pineda. Left by Roundtree Jr. doesn't get through. In the center of the octagon, trying to get a feel for each other. Now 2 minutes in, Pineda on the inside, Roundtree Jr. getting backed up a little bit more towards the edge of the cage. Now halfway through round one, a left hand by Pereira. Roundtree Jr. tries to follow it with a left of his own. A head kick from Pereira and then a left leg kick. So we're here, live main event coverage of UFC 307 from Salt Lake City. Alex Pereira and Kaleo Roundtree Jr. Roundtree Jr. caught him with the right hand, but has a cut on his nose. Then Pereira opened up. Pereira with a wild left leg kick that misses. So Roundtree Jr. now bleeding from the bridge of his nose. Minute and a half to go. You're watching the UFC Fight Cards podcast. I'm Russ Renaud. This is presented by Orange Fire Media, and we bring you live main event coverage of UFC pay-per-view events whenever we can. Left hand by Pereira. Now a minute to go here in round one. Roundtree Jr. charges in, tries to catch Pereira with the left, comes up empty. A left by the champion. Seconds to go. Another calf kick by Pereira. And left hand by Roundtree. And left jab by the champion. Now 10 seconds to go. Overhand right misses by the challenger. And that is going to end round one. So not a lot of excitement, but a little bit of damage done by the champion there. So I'm going to give round one to Pereira. I think that was pretty clear. Not a lot of damage done there by Roundtree Jr. See Glover Teixeira talking to the champion. So here's what we have. See what we have going here in round two. So appreciate you staying up. Thanks for checking us out and finding us here on YouTube. Our podcast is available on all the audio platforms following the YouTube version, and we drop the audio in our on all the podcast platforms wherever you get those. So here we go with round number two. Pereira once again charges to the center. Now front leg kick. Roundtree Jr. counters. Now a little more action here in round two, here at the beginning. The left gets through by the challenger. And a right head kick by Pereira. Roundtree Jr. tries to catch that leg coming in and gets a right hand in on Pereira. So you see some of these social media posts that say Roundtree won. Two of those said that Roundtree won, landed the cleaner shots.
one had Pereira, another one for Roundtree. Another nice right hand landed by Pereira here. I don't know. I just see the damage here. I just see more damage to the face of Roundtree Jr. than Pereira. So I don't know. I've got Pereira winning round one. So I don't know what they were thinking. Clearly, Roundtree Jr.'s nose is all busted up. A leg kick by Alex. 3 minutes to go here in round two. Another left hand catches the nose of Roundtree Jr. Head kick by Pereira. Roundtree Jr. charges in, nothing clean. Now Pereira in the middle. Roundtree on the outside. Now the over on 1.5 round, over under on 1.5 rounds was -135, so it's past that now. At the 2 minute mark here of round number two, Roundtree Jr. charges in, doesn't come up with anything clean. Another left hand by Pineda. Just going with that left hand right to the nose. That's what opened up that gash on Roundtree Jr.'s nose, and then Pineda keeps working that. Minute and a half to go. Oh, and Roundtree Jr. catches Pineda. Pineda went for a leg kick. He missed, and Roundtree Jr. caught him a little bit off balance and knocked Pineda down. I don't know if that was just off balance from that kick. It appeared what it looked like, because now they're back at it. But good visual there for Roundtree Jr. Comes in with the left hand. A calf kick by Pineda. Significant strikes, Pineda 14 to 11 in the first round, 16 to 7 here in the second. Seconds to go in the second round. Oh, Roundtree Jr. comes in with a big flurry there, lands a left hand to finish it off. Coming here to the end of the second round. 10 seconds to go. A right hand landed by the champion. And a big left leg kick by Roundtree to end the round. So Pineda getting caught there a little off balance, and so it's a good look for Roundtree Jr., but I just don't know they did enough other than that to win the round. So I think it's, if I'm judging this, which I'm, you know, obviously I'm not, but it could, any of us who watch UFC a lot are qualified, but I think it's 2-0 Pineda right now. Could be 1-1, could be 2-0 Roundtree. I mean, they're pretty close, but I think it's 2-0 Pineda here. So just about set for the beginning of round three. So we turn back over here sorry that I have to kind of be hidden here by the microphone. It's not the best angle with me watching on this screen, but the blood just dripping down the bridge of the nose of Roundtree. Roundtree backing up, covering up the face. So now we'll switch back over here on the other side, about 1 minute in. Pereira in the middle, trying to back up Roundtree Jr. Left leg kick to the head. That's when Roundtree charges in. Live odds, minus 160 for Pereira, plus 124 for Roundtree. Roundtree very active with the hands. Just trying to keep Pereira guessing. About 2 minutes in now. Pereira gets a right hand through and a left. Lands another left. Roundtree Jr. comes in with a pair of left hands. Both fighters have 22 head strikes, but Pereira with 11 leg kicks to 1 for Roundtree. A left leg kick by Roundtree. And Pereira comes in with another high leg kick that misses, and Roundtree sees that as an opening. So they trade blows there. A leg kick by Roundtree. 2 minutes to go here in the third round. A left hand lands for Pereira. A glancing right hand by Roundtree. Minute 30 to go. Left hand by Alex. That left leg kick blocked by Pereira. Left hand gets through for Pereira. And Roundtree working his way back. Charges it in. A couple of lefts landed by Alex. Left leg kick. Now comes in with a knee. And now Pereira picking up the pace a little bit and catches Roundtree with a left to the face. Now another left. Now the leg kick. Back to the calf kicks again for Pereira. Kind of taking over here in the third round. Finding his spots. Here are the last 10 seconds of the round. Now Pereira comes in with a left hand with a knee. And that is the end of the third round. I think that was the most decisive one so far. I think clearly that little late flurry
by Pineda that he took that third round. So it's been a good showing here for Khalil Rountree Jr. I think a lot of people may have thought that, you know, he's a number 8 ranked fighter. But, I mean, he's had 7 knockouts in this division. Very formidable. And has, I just thought just the styles of these two, it wouldn't last very long either way. But they've managed to go 3 rounds. Now here into the 4th and 5th. Like I said, the 3rd round was the most clearly the easiest one to judge. I think that one definitely went to Pineda. 1 and 2, you can make a case either way. I think Pineda's up here 3-0, in my opinion. Just from what I know about UFC judging, not so much my own judging. I just think that's the way it is right now, if I had to guess. So we're back at it. A nice left hand landed by Pineda. Now leg kick comes in. So I see some of these social media posts that has Rountree up 29-28. Have a hard time believing that. I just don't see it. I don't see this being a performance that takes the title, because he's landed 47 of 156. Pineda's landed 67 of 122. So 55% to 30%. I just don't think that has Rountree up. Another calf kick from Pineda to that right leg. Another calf kick and a left hand, and that's the best shot that Pineda's landed so far. I see some comments, but who's Moicano? That was last week. We're here with Pineda and Rountree. And just the blood just gushing off the bridge of the nose from Rountree Jr. Pineda kind of stalking him at this point. Another left hand gets in there. Pineda picking it up here with 2:54 to go. The big right hand lands for Pineda. Now they're swinging at each other. This one's getting the crowd into it. I can tell people are into this just by seeing people clapping in the background. Pineda trying to take this one over and end this one. Take the scorecards out of it. See here halfway through the 4th round. So Pineda putting it on Rountree here. He just looks, doesn't look the same as he did in the first 3 rounds. Kind of covering up here. Pineda picking his spots and getting in there. Pineda going at it, backing him up with a right hand and another right. And a big right hand there. Just seems like Pineda is just setting him up to put him away here in the 4th. Rountree backing off of Pineda as Alex, the champion, stalks him down. Now a left hand, and it. Rountree's just covered in blood now. Significant strikes, 103 to 51. Coming up on a minute to go. Another big right hand and a left from Alex. Right uppercut.
Now exactly 1 minute to go here in the fourth. Big right hand, another big right. Pineda trying to set him up for a knee to try to end this. That left knee gets through. Now Roundtree covering up, trying to fight his way back. Roundtree just looks gassed at this point. And now a big body shot, so a big uppercut, and that lands in the midsection. And that is it. TKO for Alex Pineda, as Mark Goddard calls it off with 30 seconds to go. A knockout victory for Alex Pineda. It just seemed like a matter of time there in the fourth round. And then that body shot just crumpled Khalil Roundtree Jr. So we'll hang in and look at the replay here a little bit. But Pineda had been stalking him there the entire fourth round and just teeing off. Finally, it was that body shot that really got to Roundtree, as he looked like he was gassed. And, you know, he could hang in there with those head shots. I mean, it was a matter of time before he went down, but it was really that body shot that put him away. So here we go with the replay. You can see a little bit better here. Right hand started to get in there a little bit more. Hopefully this is, see the end of it a little bit more. I think this is showing the end here. Right, a big left to the chin. Left, that right uppercut. And then wanted to go for the knee, and then right up the middle. I'll see this body shot that gets Roundtree right there. That body shot, the right and the left, and then comes back with a right to the head that knocked Roundtree Jr. out. So yeah, it was a left body shot, right body shot, right to the head, and that was it. That was the finishing sequence there. So that is it for UFC 307. What a great finish there. And Alex Pineda really tested there in this fight. So, yeah, and I see the Moicano thing now. I corrected it. So, yeah, had that wrong on the headline. Done now. We're good. sorry about that. But appreciate everybody sticking around and catching our live main event coverage that we like to, you know, bring to you every time we have a pay-per-view. Unfortunately, we won't be able to do that next time for Topuria and Holloway. You know, that's an Abu Dhabi card. It's the afternoon. Got a lot going on that weekend anyway. So, unfortunately, we won't be able to do it then. But we'll try to do that down the road for the Jones-Miocic fight for sure. So we can catch that and really follow up and finish the year strong. But appreciate everybody sticking around here for a new champion, Juliana Pena, in the women's bantamweight division, and still the champion in the light heavyweight division, Alex Pineda, knocking out Khalil Roundtree Jr. So if you had some, you know, some skin in the game on these fights, we'll just let you know that we went 5-0 on the main card from our picks from last week. You can go back and watch the show. We picked all of these. We picked Pineda, Pena, Bautista, Dolidze, and Harrison. So probably the first time ever we went 5-0. So there we go.
take that for what it's worth, entertainment purposes only. But fun night. Appreciate everybody staying up with us and checking out our live main event coverage. Subscribe if you want to know whenever we're on. Usually we're just on after the events and we just do a quick wrap up, usually just on a regular fight night card. But on the pay-per-views, we like to come in and do the live main event coverage. But if you subscribe, you'll always know what we're doing and when we'll be on, because we just jump on at this point. And do the show. If you want to catch us, you know, whenever is convenient for you, we're available on all the audio podcast platforms. You know, after we upload that right after the show. So appreciate you stopping by. Subscribe here to the UFC Fight Cards podcast presented by Orange Fire Media. I'm Russ Renaud. Thanks for dropping by, and we will see you next week after UFC Fight Night. So appreciate it, everybody. Good night and enjoy the rest of your week.